KBMS, Vancouver, Portland.
Good morning, Vancouver and Portland. This is Angela. Time's 11 o'clock. But before we get back into regular programming, I have a very special guest. Her name is Rochelle Williams-Belizaire. And we're going to be talking about breast cancer research.
Good morning, Michelle. Rochelle, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you are so welcome. In the information that I received, you work with Dr. Gordon Mills and along with SMART. Tell our listeners out there what SMART is all about and how it regards to with breast cancer.
Sure. So SMART is part of our precision oncology program, and it is a large clinical trial platform. And so, to put it simply, SMART is taking a new approach to clinical trials. So your traditional clinical trial, you will have usually a pre-treatment biopsy, and that's actually just taking a sample of your tumor tissue, mm-hmm. and then we'll give you the investigational agent, and then later on in the clinical trial, if we're noticing a response, if we're not noticing a response, we'll take an additional biopsy sample. And the purpose of that is just to compare the two, to learn more about that. Well, the approach to that is because it's a lot about the cancer and new developments and drugs, but it's usually coming after a person has progressed, and so their tumor has maybe enlarged. Mm-hmm. It's not the direction that we want to go in, so we're usually just playing catch-up with the cancer. What the SMART program is introducing is, can we learn more about the cancer up front so that we can maybe predict how the cancer is evolving? And so that is what the premise of the SMART program is. We're taking serial blood and tissue samples. So not only in the beginning and at the end, but in the usually a month after a person has been on treatment. And we're taking each individual patient. So we have a large team of clinicians and researchers that are analyzing their samples to learn more about them and give them the right treatment recommendation at the right time. But the goal of, let's try and beat that cancer.
I also, in looking at the information that we see, what kind of role do you play in regards to triple negative breast cancer?
Sure. So our very first focus is triple negative breast cancer. And the reason for that is particularly the population that's out here in Oregon, mm-hmm. in Southwest Washington. But in addition to that, we have a number of breast cancer experts at OACC Knight Cancer Institute that have been incredibly involved in the research, but are also personally impacted by triple negative breast cancer in general. So that is the reasoning behind that. And then my role is that research collaboration. So as we're learning more about the cancer, as we're learning more about what we can do to try and beat it, we don't want to keep that information just to ourselves. We want to collaborate, others to probably help us in terms of the innovation, but also just to share our knowledge. And so I'm building those research collaborations with other hospitals, clinicians, researchers, just to, you know, our ultimate goal is, you know, try and change the world.
Well, can you explain to the listeners out there, you know, be it women or, you know, or even the men, can we can understand what exactly is triple negative breast cancer?
So I'm not the largest expert to give explanation, but essentially triple negative breast cancer is a form of breast cancer. So there are different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so triple negative is really just referring to that type of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say that speaks a lot to me is that it particularly impacts the African American community.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasoning behind that is there's genetic mutations associated with triple negative breast cancer. And so for whatever reason, the African-American population tends to carry those mutations within us. And so that's why we're noticing more African-Americans have triple negative. It's another form, and it tends to be a more aggressive form.
Mm-hmm. In doing your research, how do you go about, even kind of like putting a, a stamp or even just kind of like really looking at what are the steps have they taken into to more understand why in the African American community, you know, whatever triple negative breast cancer is why is it, detected in our community compared to other communities? Have they kind of like reached, you know, the conclusion, you know, why this is happening?
Now, I think we're learning more. I wouldn't say we've necessarily reached a conclusion. I think a lot of it has to do with our roots, right? And so when mm-hmm. it comes to, you know, genetics and family heritage and what we carry on to our future generations, a lot of it has to do with that. And so I find that every race or ethnicity, you know, may be impacted by a particular type of cancer or disease. And a lot of that really just has to do with our roots. And so it's important for us to learn more about our family history mm-hmm. In order to learn more about ourselves. And it can sometimes be difficult, right? So I immigrated from Houston, Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's particularly difficult because you have to go back and reconnect with that family. And maybe we don't have the perfect medical records or history that we have here in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's much better, right? But trying to piece all that together, it tends to be an exciting process, you know, because you get to talk to your grandparents or your great aunts and uncles, and you learn so much about their upbringing growing up, but it teaches you a lot about yourself, mm-hmm. and particularly your personal health and things that we kind of need to look out for.
How do we, you know, people, you know, research, you know, let's say, for example, you know, whatever, that you have a little bit of history where, you know, the first, like, let's say I'm going to use my family as an example.
Yeah.
You know, on my dad's side of the family, you know, the first, we kind of like know that our great-grandparents, my grandmother's parents and stuff, you know, they were born on a plantation in North Carolina. So how can we take that information, you know, to find out where, you know, my great-grandmother's or my great-grandfather's parents and stuff came from, you know, being born on a plant, being slaves and stuff like that. How can we take that, you know, whatever, to even track where, because they're all kind of like have passed away. So how can, let's say for myself, you know, whatever, track that, you know, to see if this type of cancer affects, you know, whatever within our family.
Yeah, I think that there's two ways to do it, right? So mm-hmm. there's the literary way where we can go through maybe census and indexes to track it back to maybe say that plantation and who was there and where they originally came from, where they, you know, were they born on that plantation or did they come straight there from Africa? So there's that process, which sometimes can be complicated. The mm-hmm. other way is the thing that we can learn so much from DNA now. Mm-hmm. So just by a simple blood sample, you know, they can run that blood sample and they can teach you a lot, not only about ways that you can protect yourself against precursors to cancer, but also we can trace it all the way back to that African tribe. It's actually pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I started the process myself. I definitely have a lot more work to do, but it's pretty incredible what you can learn from your own DNA. So it's like the history is in us, right? And so we need to do that deep dive mm-hmm. and do our testing to learn more about ourselves.
Mm. How long have you and you know, along with Smart and Dr. Gordon, how long have you guys, you know, whatever, been doing the research, regarding the effect, you know, tracing back, you know, whatever certain kinds of breast cancer that affect, you know, whatever certain communities.
So we're doing it more in real time.
Mm-hmm.
The SMART program evolved, I think, in about 2012. I personally joined the SMART program in January of 2018,
mm-hmm.
along with Dr. Gordon Mills. So Dr. Mills and I worked at a cancer institute in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fairly large cancer institute, but what attracted us to the Knight Cancer Institute is, one, the innovation, the collaboration, and just the groundbreaking technology and expertise that is there. And so it's interesting, no matter how large a cancer institute can claim to be, if you don't have those key ingredients of innovation, collaboration, I should also mention passion, you're not really moving forward. And so in terms of the SMART program, it's not so much trying to link it back to the past, but we're gonna look at what you have right now. So for example, a lot of times when we look through cancer research and we're looking at, let's talk about breast cancer, we're looking at that tumor, and we're looking at the tissue, and we're looking at the blood, we're learning more about how your personal cancer is is performing. And one thing we've definitely learned is cancer is always evolving. It is such a smart and tricky beast that if you hit it with a certain drug, it can oftentimes change its behavior to combat that drug.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing at the night is we're taking that individual patient tumor, but we're not looking at the huge, large tumor. We're breaking it down to literally the single cell. And so what I can tell you is we have Dr. Joe Gray, who does 3D imaging, right? He has a massive microscope called electron microscopy. And we can break it down to the little single cell. And he can look at what that cell is doing, what it signals it's shooting off to the other cells, how they're talking to each other, and what they're doing to change their behavior to protect themselves against what kind of drug you're trying to introduce. So we learn more about you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and treat you as an individual. That's what's really key to the SMART program, where we have these great drugs out here that are treating our patients.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like a one-size-fits-all concept. If you have this genetic mutation, this drug will probably work for you. For the SMART program, it's taking it a step further to say, let's actually come up with a specific drug combination that works specifically for you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's continue to follow you, and let's see if we can beat your cancer. And by looking at that single, down to the single cell, you get to learn so much. I mean, every day I go to work, I'm completely astonished and amazed about what my colleagues and peers, Dr. Mills, Dr. Gray, are learning and developing. They're shocked and amazed themselves. It's a really fun working environment. It is so much fun.
Our patients refer to the SMART program. I mean, do doctors and stuff who are treating patients and stuff send samples and stuff to the SMART program, or do you have the person itself who's affected by breast cancer or any kind of cancer referred to SMART?
Right. So there's a couple ways, and so we have our clinicians within the Knight Cancer Institute, so they're constantly looking at their patients and seeing if they are eligible or have the opportunity to participate on the SMART program. And what I'm doing is reaching out to all of our community health clinics, those that are within the Knight Cancer Institute, but also our brothers and sisters in the field, right? So the idea that we have here is we don't want you to have to travel all the way to Portland, Oregon, to the Knight Cancer Institute to participate in the SMART treatment program. It is integral to Dr. Mills and I that we are able to provide access to care to as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're out of jail, if you're out in bed, we want to be able to just obtain your samples and ship them back, or Dr. Mills often says, let's use a drone, right? And just ship it back to the night. Let's learn about this person and let's give that information right back to the clinician. You know, so we are part of the care pillar for Susan G. Komen, and so one of that is let's make sure that a person is comfortable with their local care team, they're near their family, and they don't have to always come back to Portland. So that's the idea, that you can come here and be referred to a clinic in here, but maybe you can just stay where you are with your team, and that institute is participating in a larger agreement on the SMART treatment program, and you can just stay where you are and still have access to this groundbreaking research.
Well, Rochelle, I want to say thank you for being such an insightful young lady. And I'm going to say thank you to Dr. Mills and everyone else who's taking time out to do such thorough research and putting the spotlight on this particular issue, you know, whatever affecting, be it in the African-American community or any community. I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, one of the things that is key to the SMART program is we're learning from patients. So typically, it's usually a program that we cater to the patient. We're taking the reverse. We're saying, what is it that you need? Or what is it that support that we can provide? And what more research do we need to do? So it's important that the patient actually teaches us on the work that we need to do. We need to flip the script here.
We're saying thank you to the patients, but also, you know, for you guys working as a team. I'm kind of glad that the medical, you know, community, along with research community, are coming together, and along with the patients and stuff, to figure out, you know, what's going on, and hopefully, you know, whatever we can, you know, find a cure.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for, you know, enlightening, you know, the listening audience, you know, whatever regarding this type of research. And I want you to enjoy your day.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day as well.
You're welcome. And hey, again, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Yes, that was Rochelle Williams Bellazaire. And she works with, along with Dr. Gordon Mills at the SMART Institute, where they do, you know, in-depth research. And one of the research that they are putting a handle on is the triple-negative breast cancer, and along with some other forms of breast cancer, but especially the triple-negative breast cancer that affects many women and men in the African-American community. So I want to thank her and, you know, and the research company for, you know, putting a spotlight on this. But also I want to thank Susan G. Komen, you know, for this year, for their walk. Instead of a run, it's going to be a walk, but they're putting a spotlight on different areas, regarding breast cancer. And I want to thank them. So coming up, you're going to hear from the Singletons again with their single titled Hallelujah. And then coming up from 11:30 to 12:30 will be the live broadcast from Houghton Christian Center. So keep it tuned here to 1480 KBMI.